Warrant. The word warrant.
Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. It's the second hour today of, well, kind of an interesting day. It's the day after Joe Biden is sworn in as president. Kamala Harris as vice president. I don't want to give you false hope, but I've been laying out for you something that nobody's been talking about except one lawyer. It is the writ of quo warranto. Again, if you go to my Jeff Krupp Facebook page, you will see that it is on there, and I will have it up as part of the show plan. I put it up there yesterday with the headline, "This is interesting." This is a way of literally vacating, not impeaching Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but by showing, as has happened previously, where the courts have vacated seats because of either error or outright fraud, and that's what this statute in federal law does. It is entirely possible that if Trump's attorney general, who still holds office at least today, or the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, because this statute is specific only to the District of Columbia, folks. Okay? Or Donald Trump, or maybe these two Republican senators in Georgia that objected to their electors and they were stripped of their committee chairmanships by the Republican Senate president in Georgia, they now have a cause of action to bring a writ of quo warranto. Now, you have to understand what writs are. And Gail and Tim, hang on. I'll get to you in a moment. It's 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to call and comment on this, and I am going to get into House Bill 2238, introduced by my Democrat leftist lawyer, National Guardsman, State Representative Marty Wilde out of Eugene, which allows your property, whether it's actual physical property like your home or other, to be commandeered by the governor temporarily. Isn't this sort of like what the parliament passed, the Quartering Act, which said you had to quarter at your own expense British troops back before the Revolutionary War? Isn't this sort of like that? Kind of is, isn't it? We'll get into that in a moment because it's dangerous, very dangerous. But the writ of quo warranto is established firmly in, it has been in federal law. It has been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. It is absolutely valid. This lawyer who's making the case for this has been the only one writing about this until I saw it yesterday on the Liberty Daily, thelibertydaily.com. The Gateway Pundit now has a story and links to this also. This lawyer writes a blog called Natural Born Citizen. The one I'm reading from is from the day before Biden was inaugurated on January 19th. This is where he says, any election of any U.S. official can be challenged based on fraud or error by writ of quo warranto. Now, a writ, when you file for a writ, you're filing for what's called summary judgment. This is not a lawsuit trial. You're stating facts that are already established in law, and you are asking a judge to grant you a decision. Or you can request a jury. And in this case, it ought to be a jury. And by the way, you know, you can pick juries, right? We all know that. Good lawyers know how to scam that. Even in D.C., you could find 12 unbiased jurors, especially with everybody's social media these days. Any lawyer could represent the president. Any lawyer, like a Rudy Giuliani, a Jenna Ellis, could represent the president in this proceeding. He says that Rudy Giuliani has all of this stuff. Now, I don't know if Trump's going to do this. But even if he doesn't, others can, like these two senators, because you are guaranteed standing in the federal statute. We've gone over that. The bottom line is that Trump needs to step forward, and for everything that we talk about, but our belief that there is undeniable evidence of absolute fraud here. For that reason, Trump has to step forward and do this. You don't impeach. This is different. This is vacating an unlawfully held office. And that's what you're asking to happen. But it could not happen until Joe Biden was sworn in. And you could do it all with a jury trial. And you know what? The United States Supreme Court can't turn it down because the statute guarantees standing. This man has filed this before Judge Alito. It hasn't been rejected. This is going to get really interesting if, in fact, Trump does this. He writes, challenging elections, and again, you guys hang on because I'm going to get to in just a second here. Challenging elections for fraud or error is nothing new or shocking in American jurisprudence. So why the hysteria now? Because they know we have, and he's talking about Biden, he's talking about Pelosi and Schumer, because he mentions them earlier in the article. They know we have the receipts. In other words, we have the actual proof. And they know quo warranto is the legal procedure designed by Congress, rather, if I can talk today, to bring the receipts. Congress enacted the quo warranto statute. It's their baby. There are literally hundreds of quo warranto cases on election fraud or error, if not thousands, in our national history. In a recent New York case, and I mentioned this in the first hour, a quo warranto action was deemed proper to challenge an election when the voting machine jammed, causing just 37 votes to be questioned. Compare that to the Coffee County in Georgia, just this election, where the local officials refused to verify the presidential election this year because they could not get a voting machine to give consistent results. No fraud was even suggested in the New York case. And you don't even need to prove fraud where simple error can be shown, because the statute mentions both. Now, I'm going to stop there for a moment because I want to get to the phones. That this is most interesting. The bottom line is it has to happen quickly. For what Clark and I talked about at the end of the first hour. All of the things that would have to be unwound, and the longer this goes, the more things would have to be unwound, and that gets really interesting. Let's go to Gail, who's on the line first. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Thank you. This is all extremely interesting. Thank you for bringing it up, Jeff, and I do not think that you're giving us false hope, but I just wanted to say God's ways are not our ways. And God is where our hope is. And President Trump did say, I will be back in some form. And given memories, you know, how memories work with the voting fraud, I think 4 years is too long. So I think I'm excited about what you're proposing. So let's, can I go one step further?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Somebody brought up the word, instead of hopeful, expectant. Let's expect something. And an expectant mother, we don't know when God has planned for her to have that baby, but we know she's going to have it. And so let's say that this arrives soon. How are we going to act, and how is Antifa going to act? And so I would just like to say that I think Antifa is going to go crazy, and Black Lives Matter are going to go crazy. And so I would like to propose the question, what do we do? How do we act? How do we stay prayerful and safe?
You know, good question. And if you heard the long email I wrote from Tom, or read from Tom,
I only heard the last line, but was
okay,
good
so,
what I heard.
So what he's suggesting is, and I think is outstanding, and I intend to do this myself, he's saying that we should sit down and write out what our values and our beliefs are on paper, and then pray over them. Every day.
Amen.
I think it's an outstanding idea, and I'm going to do it. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Gail. Now, not everybody appreciates what I'm doing here, because Peter writes me an email, and he sometimes writes some unbelievably nasty emails, but he says, why are you giving the MAGAs, the maggots, he calls them, false hope? Just stop. It'll never happen. Knock it off with the Quo Warranto garbage. You're spreading conspiracy theories, and it's dangerous and irresponsible. Society is moving on, and you're choosing the left behind. You're a laughingstock. Well, Peter, this has been filed to Judge Alito, the U.S. Supreme Court. What if he, and it's not been denied, it's still standing before him, still sitting there to be decided on. What if he decides it, Peter? Who's going to be the laughingstock then? Yeah, society might be moving on, but only half of America, the rest of us, are choosing to believe that there is undeniable proof of a stolen election. And it has never been, by the way, decided by a court. You see, these lawsuits have been denied the opportunity to be heard in courts because of many reasons, standing being one of them. And I'll get into a little bit more of this. You see, the Wisconsin Supreme Court gave Trump a huge win when it held that election officials provided an illegal definition of indefinitely confined status, which resulted in approximately 200,000 illegal votes being cast, where the margin of victory was only 20,000 votes. That alone, Leo D'Onofrio writes, is sufficient to challenge the results in Wisconsin. The Pennsylvania legislature asked Mike Pence on January 5th for an expansion to possibly decertify their electors after it was discovered that 202,000 more votes may have been counted than were actually cast. Sean Parnell lost a congressional race there. He has Quoranto stand to file a lawsuit. Back in a moment. 7:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, I'm going to get to Tim in a moment here. All the cases that have been brought prior to the actual election, and there, and even after the election, were not quo warranto actions. And because of that, they face difficult procedural hurdles. All, he writes, were also somewhat premature in that quo warranto actions may be instituted only after the contested office is taken over. He said, I can assure you that Biden and Pelosi and the whole anti-MAGA universe is focused on misdirecting your attention from quo warranto. So far, they've done a good job of manipulating attention spans. We need to steer the ship back on course. Defending their bogus attacks is the wrong tactic. The counterpunch is quo warranto. We will see you in court. So there you go. He's going to plan a podcast on this and is doing further both research and so forth. So it's an interesting thesis. I don't want you to think that this is, the Hail Mary or the Holy Grail here. Again, this is new to me, as it is to you. I don't know if this can truly happen or not. My guess is that probably by today's show, Mark Levin will have something to say about it. And is, knowing how thorough he is, he's probably going to research it pretty extensively through the day. But I just have to say that this is a most interesting. He wrote a follow-up piece to this, and it said, I can confirm that Rudy Giuliani has been reading the research published on this page. He says, I am not aware of any decision yet, but the MAGA nation must get up to speed now. President Trump has a clear judicial path for 4 more years, the next 4 years, not 2024. Below, he writes, are the major precedents and links to the statute and prior research. Please get this information out everywhere. Fear of Trump filing a quo warranto action in the D.C. court is driving the new impeachment and 25th Amendment fallacies. Now, you have to keep in mind that this was, he wrote that on January 12th. A lot's happened since then. So there you go. Let's go to Rich quickly. Rich, good morning. What do you say today, friend?
Two things. The guy that didn't like what you said. What he's really saying is the Socialist Party society has moved forward. The rest of us are watching and waiting. The next thing is on 2238, I don't have the right number in front of me, but back after Hurricane Katrina, there was a federal law that says that you can't come in under emergency and take certain things, and one of those things was your guns.
Well, I wonder how that would conflict with the Second Amendment.
What, 2238?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely does. But there's also, like I said, there's a thing on right after Hurricane Katrina and the illegal confiscation of weapons and other things, the federal government was so upset, or the politicians were, because of all the heat they got, they came out with another law. And I don't remember where it is, but about 2 years ago I read it. And I think I sent it in to you, so it shouldn't be too hard for me to dig up, and I'll dig it up and give you the exact place it's at.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Because I am remembering that was decided. I don't think by the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it was an appellate court that decided that confiscation of weapons was illegal. If I remember right,
and
I think you're right, Rich.
And they actually made a new law about that, but it's in a funny section of the of the federal laws. It's not where you'd think it would be. I just stumbled into it.
Okay. Well, see if you can find it. I'd love to get into that.
Oh, I'll dig it up, and then I'll give you all the information on it, but it may take me more than a day to dig it up.
I appreciate it. By the way, Rich, are you going to come join me down at the Capitol about 9:30 when I get up there today? We're going to be standing out there with flags. To all of you in the listening audience, come and join me. Let's make up some signs that say, open up the legislature. Let's just stand out there and peacefully make our voices known.
About 9:30.
About 9:30. Yep, that's about.
Yeah,
about
I was going to go. I was going to go up to KSLM and give him my money for the January 31st thing. And I may swing by and say hi.
That'd be great. Bring your sign with you. Open up Oregon.
I think I have it in the back of the truck, so I should be ready to go.
That's perfect. All right, thanks, Rich.
Bye.
Let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning to you, friend.
Yeah, Jeff, we seem to be a nation in suspended animation, and I kind of understand what this guy is saying by the Moronto issue. It's we have government by the people, and we go and we vote, and then we have government by machines that are replacing the people of government to represent our votes. The machines are in conflict with my vote. And somebody does not make that distinction, but that's exactly. The machines are taking over the responsibility of the government over our personal hand-done votes. And those machines, if they jam, if they destroy, they don't have that authority with our votes. Those are strictly machines. A machine does not trump the individual. And that's exactly what's happened. Machines are standing in for everything we're doing in our courts, everything we're doing in our lives, everything we're doing in our businesses. This is insanity, of course. So I understand this, what this guy is doing. Even Judge Hart was in his courtroom talking about some of the issues, was talking about Antifa and when they burned those logging trucks in Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
Even
That's
he
right.
knew government was failing for not only her and me, but even him. They even had to step in. It was very
You're
interesting.
Right. You're right. That's an interesting parallel. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Folks, it's 7:30, a half hour to go. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to go right back to the phones here in just a moment. Interesting, I got an email from Terry that said that, according to Carl Miller, this Quo Warranto statute was used to defend Dr. Kevorkian. Remember him? It's worth looking up. It's on YouTube. Well, I'll have to do that. I want to thank Chick Liquor Firearms, folks. They they have two great stores. They've got one in Corvallis, and they've got one here in South Commercial in Salem, right across from Winco. You know, they have a lot of firearms, and they have lots of ammunition, by the way. If you're looking for ammo, you might want to go by and see Chick Liquor Firearms. They are one of our sponsors of the Freedom Celebration a week from this coming Sunday on January 31st at 2 p.m. It's our listener party at KSLM, and I truly want to ask those of you who can join us, come and join us. It's going to be a blast. Great music with the 45th Fret. It's country rock music. Incredible food, and I do mean incredible, with Adam's Ribs Smokehouse and Kira's Restaurant and so much more. But more importantly, we get together to celebrate freedom and, frankly, to honor the people that make freedom possible for us. Law enforcement and fire and emergency services and certainly the National Guard and the military and our veterans. And, yeah, even some politicians who are willing to stand up and say, uh-huh, we're going to do what is right. So we're going to celebrate them, all of them. Why don't you come and join us? Go to kslm.news and click on the Freedom Celebration link. Again, KSLM.news. Click on the Freedom Celebration link. It's easy to sign up and register. It's $10 a person or $30 for a family of four or more. It's a heck of a deal. Please join us, KSLM.news. It's the Freedom Celebration. Let's honor those that make freedom possible for us. We'll start. By the way, did you see the Breitbart story about the riots in Portland last night? The Antifa people? They're carrying this. There's a video of it. It says, "We don't want Biden. We want revenge." Kate Brown's legacy, maybe? The revenge governor? Nah. You'd never hear that from the press. We'll go to our private caller first and then move on to Kathy. Private caller, good morning.
This is Ron. I spoke to you.
Hey, yeah. You're on.
Okay. Yeah, I have 2 points.
Sure.
One point is Arizona is going to do a audit. So Arizona will be auditing. They've already been approved. They will audit all the elections for 2020. So that's one point that is in Trump's favor. Second point is General Grant was in 1871 was the 18th president. Trump signed into law starting January 1st that since 1871 the United States was a corporation, but instead of we the people. So what is going to happen? Because right now Biden is an illegal president. In more ways than one. The reason he's an illegal president is because we are reverting back to what it was before. So when Trump becomes in office, he's the 19th president instead of the 45th or 46th president. You get my point?
Yeah, I do. I think that's a pretty far out there theory. I'm just going to be really honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening. Ultimately may be right, but I don't see it happening.
Well, Trump said something. He said, "Better hope I get reelected because this is something." He said something that is fantastic news. So it's just
we'll see. We'll see what he means by all of that. I mean,
also, why do you think that all this military is here? Not just to protect Biden. I think it's going to have martial law, and the military is going to take over for 1 month and then reinstate. Then they will have military tribunals and court, and then Trump. Then they'll reinstate Trump as president.
So I think you're wrong, because if martial law is to be invoked now, Joe Biden would have to do it. Donald Trump has no ability to do that. He's no longer president.
Not if he's an illegal president.
Correct. Okay. So now we get back to Quo Warranto. Okay. And now, but you're saying he's illegal because we're a corporation and not a constitutional republic.
Because now we are a constitutional republic.
Well, I think we always have been. Your theory has never been tested in the U.S. Supreme Court, to my knowledge. Do you know if it has?
I don't have that knowledge.
No. So, I mean, it's an interesting theory. Again, it would have to go up in front of the high court for it to be, considered to be worthwhile. Thanks for your call, though. I mean, I appreciate it. Who knows? I mean, anything's possible, because you know why, friends? God is in control of us. Going to let you go because I need to move on to Kathy. Kathy, good morning to you, and what do you think today?
Good morning. Okay, so Quo Moronto, you said is before Judge Alito?
So
does that mean he's going to be the only judge presiding?
No. So this has been filed as an emergency application to Justice Alito. Okay. Now, this was filed prior to the inauguration. It is still pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. It hasn't been denied by Judge Alito. And this is related to this lawyer's lawsuit about Pennsylvania and the elections being just fraudulent there. Okay. So if the Supreme Court, Kathy, were to actually take up a writ of quo warranto, and it would probably eventually get to them, it would be all nine justices that would be deciding.
Okay. So did you hear about Judge, what's that main judge, Roberts?
Yes, he's the Chief Justice. He's the one who sets the calendar of the court.
Okay, so you said that there were, yesterday you said there were several cases pending before the Supreme Court, but I guess he decided he's not going to preside over any of them. He said he's not going to preside, and that means Kamala Harris is going to preside.
No. That's not correct, and you're not hearing that correctly.
Oh, okay, so good. I'm glad.
Yeah. There were eight cases that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear related to election fraud. One of them was Sidney Powell. She dropped out of that. I'm not sure why. She hasn't told anybody. I find that interesting. The other is, well, several are from the Trump campaign, and one is from Congressman Mike Kelly, who's a Pennsylvania U.S. congressman. So these are all pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. And Kamala Harris has no bearing on that. They are pending. The court has accepted them, and we'll hear arguments on all of them. Okay? So they're in no hurry. John Roberts is the one who refused to advance them to an earlier time frame so that they could be heard and argued in before Joe Biden's inauguration. He's the snake in the grass, if you will.
Right.
But they are going to be heard, and hopefully this evidence is all going to be presented in front of the high court. We'll see.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of confusing legal mumbo-jumbo, so I'll try to keep up.
Yes, it is. I know. Thanks, Kathy. I mean, you're not alone. Believe me. My mind has been reeling on it. Also, by the way, I don't know if, thanks, Rick, for sending me the, I saw this yesterday. It's supposedly this letter that Trump left for Joe Biden on the Resolute desk. And it simply says, Joe, you know I won. Signed Donald Trump. My guess is that's probably not real. It's just probably something somebody put, but it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Corby wrote me an email early this morning, his assessment. He says, I'm willing to admit I was wrong about the hopes of many arrests happening yesterday. President Trump staying in power and a miracle happening. Instead, what happened is the country was handed over to a foreign entity and was overthrown. We now have an illegitimate leader and a country without laws, and corruption is rampant. As I've said before, conquer from within. Most people don't even realize what happened yesterday. I'm behind our military troops, but obviously the leadership has been bought and sold. It is now controlled by an illegitimate commander-in-chief. And the military is supposed to protect our Constitution, our freedom, and liberties against enemies, foreign and domestic. If at any time in my life yesterday would have been the time to do that, they went AWOL. I don't mean to insult anyone with my naive comment yesterday, but really, we have maybe 12 good politicians and the rest are lying, cheating, self-serving, sold-out scumbags. To think that we can vote a few out and make a difference is laughable. What we need and should have is term limits. Amen, by the way. He says, who are we going to sue? Obviously, our judicial system is corrupt from the highest to the lowest level. That has been fully demonstrated. Businesses used to have a motto. The customer is always right. Thank you for your patronage. Now it's just put your face diaper on and shut up. Give us your money and get out. Sadly, I think that's a pretty good assessment of the situation. I really appreciate you and the listeners. It gives me hope. There are other good people in the world. For now, I think I will give politics a break. I'll listen to your show when I can. I will always continue to pray. I'll do my best to keep my family and friends safe. If I come across other people in the wilderness, just know I have your back. I haven't given up. I just believe it's a much higher power. That's Corby's assessment. Back in a moment with Super Dave.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. Hey, Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem for an hour. And in a moment, we're going to get back to Super Dave and chat with Art. 10 minutes till. Hey, folks, I want to thank also another one of our great sponsors, and that is ProBioscience. You know, I rave about their CBD products, especially that pain stick, which really works for me. But so also does the tincture that I take from time to time that does help me sleep a lot better. Now, I've got a new ad that we're writing that we're going to record for them because they have some new products coming out, too. And they've got this great loyalty rewards program that you can be a part of. Because not only can you go online and buy the products at a 15% discount for this month, if you use the word New Year, you get 15% off. But you can also even get greater discounts by being a part of the royalty rewards program. I know I can talk. I promise I can. Anyway, go to pro-bioscience.com. You know, you can have confidence that this Salem-based company that uses only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest standard there is, you can have confidence that you're getting everything that they say you're getting in the product, because frankly, you don't know when you buy a lot of CBD products. You have that assurance with ProBioscience. Pro-Bioscience.com. Pro-Bioscience.com. Go to Super Dave. Super Dave, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Hey, buddy. Hey, just to let you know there, people have to understand he had to be sworn in. The reason why, so we can actually take him out, because he's not the real president. If we would have just turned around and tried to impeach him, guess who would be? And if we went through and it would make it happen, guess what the president, vice president would go to? Who? Hello, Nancy
yep.
Pelosi. Is that correct?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they have to do it this way. God knows what's going on. He has a handle on it. It's just everybody has to hang in there because it's just too much, you know, it's, in other words, it's too much to handle. I had a problem with it at first, and then I realized, well, wait a minute. He has to be sworn in. So I think, or, you know, I'm just thinking because of just me, but that's as a just a person and stuff. God only knows. I have no idea. And I just believe that he's the one that's going to have it happen. Now, the thing is, like, people, just to let you know that God, he's a spiritual man. Angels are coming down. He's taking care of that. But us, the people, it has to go inside us to actually do it, because it really, a hand's not going to come over there and slap them around. Somebody like us has to do it. So that's what I'm trying to get at, is that, you know, us spiritually have to get in there and get this done. This man right here that is doing it and put it all in there, and Scalito and that stuff there, we need to pray for these men, people too, because they're doing something that we cannot do. So, you know, that's pretty much what I got to say. It's just you just.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right from a faith perspective, yeah. And I appreciate it, Super Dave. And that means, yeah. As hard as it may be, we've got to pray for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Hey, and I already got to be there. Is there tickets actually coming to the home, or
I believe so. I got to get a handle on how that works, because I don't know. I think that's the case, but I don't know. And I'll find out.
Buddy, you know that I'm going to be there. And
yep, I know you are.
My better half. Hopefully, awesome. I can get. I can
It'd be great to see you.
Out there,
gotta let you go, Super Dave. Right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Take care.
You're right about
Love
that.
You. Bye.
Before I go to Art, House Bill 2238, you can find it on the Oregon Legislature website. Go to the little bills icon on the right-hand corner. Look up House Bill 2238. This adds a new section and gives new power to the governor. And it's specific to the governor. As owner, and it adds the words, as owner of the property that is used or possessed only temporarily under this section by government, by the governor, is not entitled to compensation except as the owner may prove entitlement to compensation under Article 1, Section 18 of the Oregon Constitution. And if you go down a little further, it also adds additional language, and this is where it gets dangerous. It adds the words, it adds words including through the seizure, use, or possession of any real or personal property. That means giving the governor the ability to temporarily, under an emergency, seize your guns, your car, your home, whatever, that may be necessary for the management of resources following an emergency. This seeks to be, I think, what Rich was talking about, what happened in the confiscations of guns unconstitutionally after Hurricane Katrina down in Los, where they declared martial law, by the way, in New Orleans. This is very dangerous, and we have to watch it. There's nothing else. This has only been filed pre-session. We'll see if it moves forward. You better be prepared to get engaged. Come and join me today, by the way, at about 9:30. I'm going to be at the Capitol. I almost thought, I'm joking with Mark Cosby, who's there right now, my buddy, about wearing a paper bag over my head. Wouldn't that be funny for us all to stand there with our flags and our signs and say, open up the legislature and have paper bags over our head? Wouldn't that just fit the narrative of the day? Let's go to Art. Art, you got like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Go.
Oh, Jeff. Well, we'll see what this thing you've been talking about today, how it pans out. I have no faith in the court systems or anything. We'll just have to. If it pans out, it pans out. But we most definitely need to start looking at what is coming down in our own state, just like you said, with that bill, House bill. As we all know, bills are introduced, they're read on the floor, they are then assigned to committees, and then, of course, we need to make sure that who's ever in charge of those committees, that we encourage them not to give them a hearing, because if they don't get hearings, they don't move forward. There are some interesting bills. There's also a bill in there that would give the governor the power to select our attorney general instead of, that's on the Senate side, Jeff. There's so many bills. You know, we got to look at all of them, and you know, I'm anxious to see if we're gonna start you know what you do.
You're right, we gotta fight, folks. Tomorrow, Freedom Friday.